Next, we're going to one of the parts of the country where houses remain very, very expensive. It's one of those attractive places where Americans are flocking by choice, places where many buy second homes, by the beach, in the mountains, or in college towns. The newcomers often outbid the locals for real estate. Today, we pay a second visit to Flagstaff, Arizona, which is a tourist gateway to the Grand Canyon. We're also going to visit Winslow, Arizona, 60 miles away, which is being revitalized by the Flagstaff residents who can no longer afford Flagstaff. Our story comes from Arizona Public Radio's Daniel Crocker.
Ruth Thomas is soaking in the view from the outskirts of Flagstaff. Her big picture window is a perfect frame for the mountains nearby.
I can see all that Flagstaff has to offer. I can see Mount Eldon, I can see the peaks, I can see trees. I'm surrounded by beauty.
Thomas grew up with this view. She moved back from Tucson recently and runs a daycare center, but she can't afford to buy a house. She can't even afford to rent an apartment.
Flagstaff's beautiful. It's where I want to raise my children. It's safe. And ever since I've been back home, it's been very difficult to find a place to live.
That's partly because Flagstaff has been discovered by wealthy second homeowners, and partly because so many jobs here are in tourism and retail, which don't pay very well. Home prices have more than doubled this decade. Now only about one out of every five families can afford the median price, $350,000. So Ruth Thomas has done something three of her four siblings did. She and her children moved back in with her parents. Sue Norris, a retired school teacher, and Tony Norris, a musician, built an apartment for themselves downstairs to make room for their extended family.
Now here's what Sue suggested that I play. Carpets up off of the floor. Put on your overcoat, get out the door, because it's moving.
All over the country, newcomers are moving to scenic communities like Flagstaff and helping to drive up housing costs. Many of the towns are trying desperately to create more affordable housing. Aspen, Colorado now requires developers to make 60% of new homes affordable, but these efforts simply can't keep up with the demand. And it's not just daycare workers, teachers, and firefighters who are squeezed out of the housing market in Flagstaff. Medical professionals and college professors can't afford it either.
You know, I was aware that it was much more expensive, but I was a deer caught in the headlights when we actually moved there.
Baylor Del Rosario came to Flagstaff for a tenure-track job as a special education professor at Northern Arizona University, but he left after only 1 year.
And I wasn't joking when I said, well, to even enter the real estate market in Flagstaff, I would need to be paid twice what I was getting, which is about $100,000.
Instead, Del Rosario took a job with the Las Cruces, New Mexico Public School District. It paid about the same, but there, he was able to buy a house. Salaries at Northern Arizona University are the lowest in the state system. Every year, dozens of employees leave because of the cost of living. So NAU is trying something that has worked for other colleges in high-cost areas, including several California state universities. It's planning to build homes for its faculty and staff. University Vice President Rich Bowen says the school would retain ownership of the land and sell the houses for far below market price.
The marketplace may not provide the solution. I think the key is that if we do beautiful homes that are still affordable, you can have something that would be an example, a demonstration to the community of what's possible.
Flagstaff and towns like it around the country are creating similar affordable housing programs. They're also doing their best to attract businesses with better-paying jobs, with high-tech incubators, tax breaks, improved roads and airports. But it's not enough to keep many longtime residents from leaving. Aaron Fullerton drives 60 miles twice a day through the empty desert between Flagstaff and Winslow, Arizona. Fullerton grew up in Flagstaff and still works there. But when it came time to buy his first home, he bought in Winslow for $150,000.
$150,000 in Flag? You'd be lucky to get an apartment that's been remodeled and called a townhome.
His new 2,000-square-foot home is on a barren, windswept 7 acres just south of town.
You know, it's not Flag, but I'm happy with what I've bought. But who knows? I mean, who knows if I'll ever be able to move anywhere near Flag.
Demographer Kenneth Johnson of the University of New Hampshire says this trend is playing out across the country in what he calls amenity regions. These are scenic communities in the mountains, on the coast, and in college towns that have lured more than a million newcomers since 2000.
As the very prime places become unaffordable to anybody but the very rich, people start saying, well, what's the next prettiest place? You know, where do we get the next prettiest view? Or what's the next prettiest lake that we can afford? And so there's a constant sort of sprawl, if you will, going on in many of these areas.
Indeed, the very fastest growing rural areas are now the affordable outskirts of super trendy amenity towns like Jackson Hole, Wyoming, or Park City, Utah. Places like Aaron Fullerton's new home, Winslow. Just 10 years ago, Winslow was run down and losing population.
When we moved here and had friends come out with us, they just thought we were out of our heads.
Former Mayor Alan Affeldt came to Winslow from Southern California to restore a landmark hotel, La Posada.
Downtown was largely abandoned, and like a lot of these Route 66 towns, it had been turned over to drunk bars. So at 1 o'clock at night, it was like Night of the Living Dead. You know, they closed the bars, people staggered out, there were fights in the streets, and intoxicated street people everywhere.
Since then, Affeldt's ongoing makeover of his hotel has spearheaded a renaissance in Winslow. Rundown buildings have been rehabbed into shops and art galleries. Hundreds of people have moved here from Flagstaff, and new businesses have sprung up to serve the growing population. A department store, a car dealership, a super Walmart. The local hospital expanded and built the first new major medical building in decades. Like other newcomers in other towns, Alan Affeldt and his wife are helping transform Winslow into the place where they want to live.
We put down roots here. I think most Americans are kind of groundless because we move all the time, because we're not attached to a place. And there's something very compelling about this particular place, and it's become our home.
Unlike many Flagstaff old-timers, Winslow residents have mostly embraced the changes in their town. By 2020, Winslow's population is projected to double. That will be just in time for millions of retiring baby boomers who'll be looking for small, sunny towns surrounded by natural beauty, towns like Winslow, to call home. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker.
Flagstaff is not the only vacation spot undergoing big changes, and you can find a map of similar areas across the country at our website, npr.org. Teresa Bierer, Mark Herz, Laurel Morales, and Jeff Norcross also contributed to this series. It was produced by Arizona Public Radio as part of NPR's Local News Initiative. That's a partnership between NPR and many of the local stations that bring you this program, and it brings you stories about America that you won't get anywhere else.